It's encouraging to me that He knows your voice, but it lifts my spirits up to know that He knows my voice. When I go to Him, I don't have to proclaim who I am, but He knows who I am because I'm His and He's mine. This evening, in the book of Ephesians, for a few minutes this evening, in the third chapter, is where we'll be reading from. And we ask that you pray for us for a few minutes of time, that God will just take His word and bless it, anoint it, that it would go out and give you the encouragement that you need, lift you up. And no matter what it is that you're facing, no matter what it is that's upon your heart tonight, that God will just lift you up above the shadows for a few minutes of time. And I know if He'll do that, you'll feel better and you'll be encouraged for whatever tomorrow may bring to your house. In the book of Ephesians, in the third chapter, if you'd like to stand for the reading of God's Word, and start reading at verse 16 tonight, and down through and including the 20th verse in your hearing. In the 16th verse, He says that He would grant you, saying that God would give unto you, unto me, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts in faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of God, or love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. Now listen to this next verse. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And you can be seated in the house of the Lord. And I believe not too awful long ago we used some of these scriptures in the message. But tonight my thought is different because of the season that we're in and going back and reflecting upon our childhood. And a lot of the kids, and even as adults, they often put together a Christmas list. Things that they want, things that they need. And sometimes when I was younger, I remember looking at the books. And I never did, that I recall, ever put together a Christmas list because I knew the limitations of Mom and Dad. Sure, there was a lot of things that I wanted, but I never did put together a list because I knew that even though I may want them, it would never happen. In this life, we have wants and we have needs, but I have to put this in before I go on. God, there's nothing that we could ever ask for or even think about that God is not able to provide for us tonight. Even as if you have a list tonight and you put these things together, I put this note down because it was important to me that When I was a child growing up, if you would have asked me what would have been on my list, I would have put things on there that I really didn't need. Many of us would probably put toys down when what we needed was clothes. Amen. We probably would put a bike down when we needed a new pair of shoes. We probably would put some kind of outdoors thing when what we really needed was a new coat. Because all we could see was what everybody else had, and we wanted what everybody else had. But God knows what we really need. And in this little message tonight, I want you to think about for a few minutes of time, if you had a list, if you had a call from heaven, what would you want for Christmas this year? I would like for you to think about what would be on that list. And I'm not going to ask you to say it out loud, so I want you just to ask the Lord just to humble your heart where you're at. And you think about that list. You think about the things that seem like that they are so big that it's impossible to ask for. You think about the things that you really would love to see come to your house with all your heart. And you say, well, Roger, you're getting my hopes and my dreams up because it's impossible. The Bible says with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. Yeah. 1 Peter the 4th chapter says it like this, that we have His promises of His Word. God will not give you a false hope that it could happen and then leave you stranded there. But everything that He has in His Word, we are able as His children to call upon His name. And God knows what we have need of even before we ask. But I wonder how many of us at the top of our list, what would it be? I promise you many of us probably would have the same desires for the list that we would want for Christmas this year. It wouldn't be a new house or a new car. It wouldn't be for some gadget that the world has. But how many of you are like me that we know that if we go before God and we really put it upon our hearts and we get right with God and get it upon our list, that God is able to help us with all the things that the world says is impossible. That God is able to take the broken heart and put it back together. God's able to take those that are astray from Him and bring them back into the congregation. God's able to take those family members of yours and mine. How many of you got lost people tonight in your homes? And when I think about that, church, that ought to be right at the top of our list. And you say, well, Roger, this year has come and gone, and we prayed for them all year long, and we prayed for them last year and the year before, and they're still lost and undone. But what did the Scripture say? He said He is exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. God is able to do it. More than we could ever ask for, God is able to show up and take care of the need that is there. I've got so many people upon our hearts and so many circumstances that they're going through. If it were possible, I would bring to your house everything that you want to happen for you at Christmas this year. But I am very limited on what I can do. I can try talking to people. I can try persuading people. But even my vocabulary is very limited. But how many of you know God walks the dark hills where you and I can't go? God's able to speak when you and I can't say a word. God's able to get their attention when you and I can't even seem to even get them to answer the phone. God is able to speak to them. And if we have a God that is able to do that, He also knows exactly those that are in the most dire need at this hour. As I look over this congregation and the congregation from this morning, I think about all the needs that there are. And I can't hardly begin to put them in order which one needs to be taken care of first, because I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I serve a God who is able to provide the need for your house and your house, because He knows what tomorrow's going to bring. And He knows, Sister Carlene, those that He needs to speak to their hearts right now and get the work done, because their tomorrows are very short. God is about to call time. Can I preach for a few minutes tonight? If we're ever going to be serious about having our Christmas list together and having it in such faith, as He said in the Word, in verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that us being rooted and grounded in love, that if we would ever get our hearts right and get our list right, don't make a list with your mind, but make it with your heart tonight and see what God can do for you. You say, well, again, I'm not trying to build up false hopes, because I've seen God work time and time again. When everybody said nothing could be done, we've talked to them. We've preached to them. We've sung to them. We've testified to them. And it seems like they get further away from wanting to know God than instead of drawing near to God. But folks, if we would just get serious with God, God is able to do more than we would ever ask for. Wouldn't it be a Merry Christmas if your household was fully united with God in the Spirit and in love? That your house was one that you could be able to stand and say, if God was to call time, I know we'd have a family reunion on the other side of glory. And some folks say, well, you say that because all your family is saved. I still got lost loved ones. You still got lost loved ones. We've got lost friends. And folks, even if all of my family was saved, I'm still worried about your family. How many of you tonight would have it at the top of your Christmas list for God to visit with your family one more time, and that their hearts would be broken by the Spirit of God, and that they would see more than any gifts under the tree, more than any visitations by family and friends, they need a visit from God that would stir up their hearts, take them back to a message that they heard maybe in years gone by. And people say, do you really believe that they can do that? I believe that one of the torments in hell is that every time they had an invitation to get right, it will come right back before their remembrance, and they will be made to remember they could have got right, but now it's too late. I believe God is able to take a word when they heard as a little teenager. They may be up in years now, but maybe on a Sunday morning or Sunday night, the preacher got up and preached, and they should have gotten saved, but they turned God away. Jim, God is able to take them back to that very service, stir up remembrance in their hearts of that message that was preached. Anybody else know what I'm preaching about? I've had God take me back to some messages in years past. And you know what it does for us as children of God? It just makes our cups to overflow. What it can do for a lost person is bring them to remembrance of what the Word was said, and then they can feel old-time Holy Ghost-filled conviction. And people say, do y'all really still believe in that stuff in the modern age that we live in? I still believe it takes old-time Holy Ghost-filled conviction for people to get right with God. And if they would feel that presence of God, then those things that you and I, that we can't even think about, that we would, it's more than we think we could ever ask for. I wanna challenge all of us tonight that we would be bold in our Christmas list. Lord, I want you to visit my house. Anybody else want to pray with me like that tonight? Lord, I want you to visit my house. Most of all, that my children might get right, that my loved ones might get right, and my lost loved ones, that they might get saved before it's too late. And that we would see the church grow and prosper like we've never seen it before. We're coming to the end of 2011. 2012 is right around the corner, and I don't know what 2012 holds, but I know this: we need a church that is strong and powerful in the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God, that when the singers sing, you can feel it down on the inside. When the preacher preaches, you can feel it down on the inside. That we would be able to, people say, well, how much higher can God take us? We are limited by just the heights that we can see. There is no height that God cannot take us to. There's no limit to what God can do for us. Many of us today wonder what the future holds and what's going to happen with our country and the world and everything else. Folks, it's outside of our control. It's bigger than we are. But how many of you know that God is still on the throne? He's still in control. He's still in charge. And even though it might be bigger than what we could ever think about, God is sitting up there and He's saying, I know exactly what that one needs. I know exactly. As I was praying tonight, and I'm not trying not to be too long-winded tonight, Brother Larry, but this is the thought that God laid upon my heart while I was praying tonight. And I don't know why I prayed like this, but I said, God, would you go over to Mary's house and visit with them? You know, on my Christmas list, many of your houses is on my Christmas list, because I'm not restricting God what He can do for me. He can do it at your house and at your house. He can visit the whole neighborhood. He can visit the whole state and the whole country if it would be people that would be willing to open up their doors and allow God to come in. He could take care of every one of us all in a single night. Is that not what He did for the children of Israel when death passed through? He said, when I pass through, when I see the blood upon the two side posts and the lintel, I will pass over that house. That house will be blessed. Folks, help me preach for a few minutes. My prayer is Christmas this year that God will just pass by our houses. I prayed for Him to pass by Mary's house. I said, Lord, would you go over there where Charlene and Russell's at? Terry, I know you're here tonight, but I know that He's able to go over there. And I'm sure if Brother Russell was here tonight testifying, fine. You know what he'd say? Lord, would you go to the house across the street? Go over there where Jacob and David's at. And it's bigger than what I'm able to dream. But God, I know you're able to speak from heaven and that they would get saved. That would be his Christmas list. It's not for God to give him another year, but that his grandchildren would be saved. Folks, we need to get our priorities in perspective. We need to see that Christ is coming soon, and we need to get everybody in the house, get our Christmas list right, and make sure that we have our priorities set in the right order, because it's not about what somebody can give you that you can wear. It's not about an ornament. It's not about a whatnot that you can set on the shelf. But folks, the most important thing is that our houses are right with God, because he's coming again very soon. He said that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Sometimes we restrict God because we can't see it, because we can't think about it, because it's bigger than what we can even comprehend. We restrict God. But let me tell you, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with Jesus Christ. You know, when John was down there in a prison, he said his disciples and said, you go ask him, are you the Messiah, or do we look for another to come? And Jesus told him, he said, you go back and tell him. Look at this Christmas list. He said, you go back and tell him. Those boys that thought it would never be possible for them to see, the blind are seeing. For those that were lame that thought it would be impossible to ever walk, you go back and tell John, they're walking, they're leaping. For those that were in prison, and this is Roger putting this in, that the prison doors have been opened up. But most of all, you go tell John, those that were lost are being saved. Folks, you tell me that God can't take care of our list. You know, and I'm not throwing stones tonight, and I'm not going to damage the story that our children have been told for years and years. But you know what they do, and I think I said this on Wednesday night. Folks, it's not about a man wearing a red suit with white hair and white beard that's going to make it possible. But it's a man that was crucified on a hill called Calvary that arose victorious over death, the hell, and the grave. He's the one that's able to see your list. Santa Claus can't see my list, but Jesus Christ knows my list. You say, well, why can't Santa Claus see it? Because it's in my heart today. God knows what your heart's desire are, and he knows those things that you're hoping for, but you think it's too far gone. Lord, they've gone too far. Too much damage has been done. It's impossible for things to be salvaged at this point. But folks, I hear that song of years gone by that says, pick up the broken pieces and bring them to the Lord, and he is able to take what you and I have messed up. I think I asked you that this morning. How many of us, we know that in days past, and maybe even tonight, we have messed our lives up. We have done damage. We are broken. But did not the Lord put us back together? And not just one time. Let me preach for a few minutes. But time after time after time, God has put me back together. When family and friends, and maybe even the church said, he's gone too far, it's impossible for him to have fellowship with God again. God looked down and saw my broken condition. He sees your broken condition. He sees your family. And you know what the Lord can do? He can take your Christmas list. Instead of making it a list, he can make it reality if only we will trust in him that he's able to take care of it. He's able to do more than we could ever ask for. Anybody ever had a Christmas that when you opened it up, you just couldn't believe all that you got? Think about it for a few minutes. People say, well, that meant I had a lot of gifts under the tree. I have things that didn't cost but maybe a dollar. But they mean more to me than any great gift that somebody that could give to me, because it was given to me that people that love me. When I pass, they may just end up in the garbage because they won't mean as much to the next one as they meant to me. But there's one thing about it. I have something that is more valuable than gold, that I'm not leaving for anybody to take care of it. I'm taking it with me to the place that is more than I could ever ask for. It is more than I could ever think about. Folks, you think that this life is good. You wait till we see heaven for the first time. Let me put this in, then I'll find a closing place here in a minute. I still say this, and I believe this all my heart. This morning I was holding the door, and somebody asked me if I was the doorkeeper. And every time somebody asks me that, I think, wouldn't that be a wonderful job to have in heaven? To stand there and see every face as they step in for the first time, and they get to see all the glory that heaven has. Folks, to see some of them, just to be able to praise them. I don't believe we'll wait till we get to the throne to start praising them. I think as soon as we make the cross, and we'll start praising them, because we'll get to see it. People say, well, it's so far off. As soon as we make the cross, and we're in heaven tonight, church, it's not a long journey. It's not going to be like the children of Israel. After they crossed over the river or the Red Sea, they still had to travel for a long distance to get to the River Jordan. After they got there, Ron, they still had a long journey to make it to Canaan land, the land that flowed with milk and honey. Folks, when you and I close our eyes for the last time, it's just going to be one step, and we're going to be over on the other side to a place that's more than we could ever ask for, more than we could ever think about or hope for. And you know what's going to make it even sweeter? Is I'll get to see some of you when I get over there. People say, well, you won't know who I am. The Bible says that we shall be known as we are known. You won't see this face. I won't see your face. But folks, we will know each other because we all been saved by the grace of God. We all went through this valley together. But most of all, it wasn't your strength or my strength, but it was by the strength of God that we made it through. And it's by the grace of God that we're saved and going home when this life comes to a close. More than we could ever ask for. You think about all the things that you could ask for Christmas. Now, there are some things that you need. But most of the time, it's not what we need. It's things that we see others that they have. And the commercialism of the Christmas season makes us want them. But I declare to you, and you all know I've preached this several years now. My Christmas list is I don't need a thing that the world has to offer. I've got clothes. And I'm not bragging on Roger tonight. I'm bragging on God. I've got clothes. I've got shoes. They may not be the most in style. They may not be the most pleasant to look at. But I've got clothes. I've got shelter. I've got transportation. As far as I know, I've got my health. What more could I ask for a Christmas? The kids are all healthy. The grandkids, even though they get on my last nerve, they're healthy. I guess that's a sign that they're healthy. And sometimes even the kids, as old as they are, they drive us nuts with the decisions that they make. But I still thank God that they're healthy. I thank God that they're doing well. So there's really not a whole lot that I could ask for Christmas except for this. Lord, there are things that is deeper than what I can put under a tree that they stand in need of. Help me close. And I'm not just getting up here and telling you all the bad things at my house. I believe every one of us could say this tonight. There's things that they need that I can't buy at the store. There's a touch, Lord, that they need that I can't give to them. There's a word that they need to hear that I can't give to them. There's movement that needs to take place in their life. And Lord, you're the only one that can do it. And Brother Eli, people say that's too much to ask for. The Lord said, come boldly before the throne of God. Let your petitions be known unto Him. If there's anything that you'd want on your Christmas list, take it to God and not to Santa Claus. Because Santa Claus can't get it done. All Santa Claus can do is use carnal money to buy a carnal gift that in time will fade away. My niece was at the house yesterday. And she was telling us about how mom and dad got a new car. And it's a little Toyota and she gets to drive it. And she said, that's the only car I'll ever want in my whole life. And my brother Danny said, I've said that more times than one. He said, I've said that probably a couple dozen times about cars. How many of you know that the things of this life quickly loses its luster? They fade away. And I thought about this. Y'all saw me drive that old black car, that Intrigue, for years. I drove it and I drove it and I drove it. And finally, it's not drivable anymore. And Becky, the boy, said I'd probably cry when I got rid of it. But you know what it is? It's just a chunk of metal with wheels on it that I used for a space of time. Its usefulness has come to an end. And now it's time for it to go. Some of us need to release some things in our life. Amen? But there's one thing that I never have to worry about losing its luster. I am more in love with Jesus Christ and the church today than I've ever been in my whole life. And if tomorrow comes, I'll love Him more tomorrow than I did today. People say, why do you do that? Because He does exceedingly above all that I can ask or think. More than I could ever think about. Your Christmas list and my Christmas list probably look a lot alike. How many of you got family away from God? Are they not on your list? And I'm not saying this to get to your emotions. I'm preaching you the truth. How many of you got people in your family that's lost and undone without God? Are they not on your list? How many of us tonight have got people that we used to be close to and we've drifted apart? You know, people, Brother Jim, there's people we used to run with that they just don't want to run with us anymore. And folks, I'm not going to give up on the Lord to have somebody to run with. Amen? If they can't run with me because I run with God, then it'll be me and God running together. And how many of us need that peace of mind that only God can give to us? Because you see, the devil comes against every one of us. Brother Tom, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for Larry and his family. I'm praying. Yesterday, our sister-in-law, Sheila, 4 years ago, this coming week, her mother passed away of cancer. And she said, you know, the first Christmas was bad, but it wasn't too bad. The second one wasn't too bad, and the third one wasn't too bad. But she said, this past week, I was just driving home from school, and she said, I lost it. Folks, you don't know when that's going to happen. We all miss our loved ones that's outstripped us and gone on. But on my Christmas list is a promise. It's not a hope. It's not a dream. I shall see them again when I've walked my last mile, when I sang my last song. I'll see them again on the other side. Our Christmas list. And the kids don't get mad at me, but you know, I believe this all my heart. We need to give less carnal things and more godly things to our people this Christmas. And you say, well, they'll never see the gift if I just put it on my list. All I can do is pray for them. They'll not see it. Folks, when God shows up at their house and they get right, they will come and thank you for praying for them and asking God to move in your place toward them. They'll thank you for it because they know that you put them ahead of everything else. Now, does that mean that we're not supposed to buy any gifts for each other? No, that's not what I'm preaching. Some of you don't get your feelings hurt. But I promise you this, if we could see one of our loved ones get right, it would be worth more than any gift that could be put underneath a tree. If we could see one of our loved ones get saved, it would be worth more than any gift that could be given to us from a carnal standpoint. If we could see our church grow and prosper more than we have in years past, it would be better than any gift that the world could give to us. Folks, we need to get our Christmas list together because Christmas is coming. Does anybody remember that from last Sunday morning? Christmas is coming. We need to have our list right. And it's going to start tonight. You say, well, I don't have a pen and I don't have any paper, Roger, to get a list together. I'm going to close this message with this. I'm going to invite each and every one of us that has a list from this little message tonight. I'm going to invite every one of us that has a list of what we'd like to see God bring for Christmas to our house. Gather with me if you would, because I have a list just like you. Gather with me. Don't bring it to me. Don't bring it to the deacons. But let's take it to God and say, Lord, you know what my house needs for Christmas this year. Would you do that? Don't wait on the neighbor. Join with me in the altar. And people say, well, now I have to go. Not you pray as God moves in your heart. But every one of us ought to have a list of what we need from God. And don't limit God to what you can do. Give Him those things that is more than you could ever ask for in this life. As we pray tonight. Brother Terry, lead us, if you would.
Lord, we come before you tonight, God, knowing that you know our hearts and you know the many needs that there is in our life. Lord, for our brothers and sisters this evening, that, God, it just breaks our heart to see all the pain that they're going through. Lord, to see the harm that the devil has brought against them and their households. Lord, how it just rips our hearts alive. And God, we don't know what to do. It's beyond our comprehension. I don't have words. Lord, I don't even have the advice to give to them. But Lord, we know that you know exactly what they need. And we ask you, Lord, that you would speak to them this evening. As we're gathered here, that you would speak to their hearts. Lord, and just turn their lives around. And God, that they would see that without you, that it's not going to get better, but it's just going to be continually worse. And Lord, the devil has come to tear them apart. The devil has come to tell them they got plenty of time. But Lord, we know that he's a liar and the father of it. And Lord, we ask that you would just, as we put these upon our list tonight, that God, that you would move and heaven would move on behalf of our prayers of our people this evening. Lord, that you would touch their hearts and open their eyes to the things that the devil is misleading them with, to the lies and the stories, Lord, to the false hopes and dreams that's out there. Lord, that they would see that there's nothing that the devil has to offer that is worth losing their lives and their homes and their families over. But Lord, that they would call upon your name for forgiveness of their sins. For those that are lost, Lord, that they would ask you to save them tonight. And God, we put these right at the top of our list. For Lord, we know that they're the very ones that the devil would have us to give up on. That he would have us to, Lord, just to say there's no hope for them whatsoever. But God, we know that you're still on the throne. Lord, that you're still hearing the prayers of the saints. And that you're still answering them today based upon the promises of God's word. We come before you, Lord, asking you, God, to visit with that one tonight that is in the most dire need at this hour. For that mother and father, that young man or woman, Lord, that needs you in such a way. We ask you, God, just to stir up in their hearts a word that they heard in days gone by. And God, that they would bow their hearts and their knees and ask you for forgiveness of their sins. Let the church rejoice, Lord, knowing that, God, that you're going to move and heaven's going to move. And we're going to hear word of great things being done in our people's lives. God, we thank you tonight that you have all power on heaven and earth. And Lord, that you're able to do things that we can't even comprehend, the depth and the height of it. But Lord, you're God tonight. And we thank you, Lord, that our list is heard in heaven. And God, that you said when your people pray, that you would hear and you would answer our prayers. Go with us tonight. Though our list may be varied, they're so much simpler tonight. God, we ask that you would just move on our behalf. And Lord, that you would do more than we could ever ask for. For it's in Jesus' name that we do pray.